虽然来美国已经有16年多
even though I have been in America for more than 16 years,
今天早上还是受了一个骗。
I still receive a lie this morning.
因为早上起来的时候，发现外面艳阳高照，我说外面一定非常的温暖。
I thought that with the sun shining upon, shining so brightly, it must be very warm.
等我穿得很单薄跑出去的时候，发现那刺骨的寒风实在让人受不了。
Yet when I went out without a jacket, I can feel the piercing wind.
当时我觉得主好像向我说话。
I felt the experience seems like the Lord is teaching me.
很多时候，外表常常带着许多的欺骗。
We cannot trust on our outer appearance.
常常我们眼睛所看见并不是真实的情况。
What our eyes see may be deceiving.
很多时候外面好像很温暖，但是当你一去靠近的时候，你所得到的是非常冷漠的反应。
It seems that the persons may have a warm appearance, and yet when you approach that person, you feel a sense of coldness.
我在寒风，在日光之下，我在神的面前做了一个很简单的祷告。
The experience this morning taught me to pray before God with this prayer.
我说主啊，帮助我，让我知道怎么样能够里外能够配合，里外能够合一。
Lord, help me so that I can strike a balance between outer appearance and inner experience.
上个礼拜陈世煌说李牧师要讲第三乐章。
Last week, Brother Chen mentioned that I'm going to talk on the third series.
今天我们领会的主席说，李牧师要讲第四集。
This morning, our presider mentioned that I will be talking on the fourth series.
那么不管是乐章也好，是集数也好，主题是除他以外别无拯救。
Whether it's a chapter or a series, it really doesn't matter. What is more important is the motto that we have for this year. Apart from him, there is no salvation.
这是我们教会今年的主题。
This motto is our year, is the motto for this year.
那么出自使徒彼得的口。
And it emanated from the mouth of Peter.
我们知道在使徒行传第四章十二节，彼得说：“除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”
We knew that in Acts 4:12, Peter said, "Apart from him, there is no salvation, for there is no other name under heaven given by which we can be saved."
这句话不是彼得坐在菩提树下悟出来的道理。
This is not something Peter dreamed up.
彼得乃是在上个礼拜我曾经提到，彼得乃是从主耶稣基督那里得到这句话原来的出处。
This statement and this revelation came from Christ himself.
因为在约翰福音第十四章第六节，主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接受我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
In John, we heard Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me."
所以，使徒行传四章十二节，还有约翰福音十四章六节，其实是一脉相通的。
The scripture in Acts and the scripture in John mirrors each other.
因为这两句话给我们看到有相同的意义，相同的内涵，相同的重点。
These two statements give us the same content.
但是我们发现这两句话却有一个非常明显的不同的地方。
However, there is a difference between these two verses.
在使徒行传第四章，彼得说这句话，他的对象是那些非基督徒。
When Peter said what he mentioned in Acts, he was addressing it toward pagans.
他是对着那些反基督教的势力所说的。
He was talking to those who were opposed to the power of Christianity.
但是我们在约翰福音十四章六节却看见主耶稣说这句话是对着基督徒所说的。
In John, Christ was talking to his disciples.
约翰福音十四章第六节，我们常常用这些圣经拿来做传福音，拿来做大步道会的主题。
题。
We frequently use this verse in John as the motto for our evangelistic meeting.
但是我们看见在这一节圣经里面，从上下文很清楚地看到，这一节圣经最初不是对非基督徒，是对着基督徒说的。
However, if we analyze the verse in John carefully, that verse was used to address the Christians first.
不只是对基督徒，是对着一些有心侍奉、有心跟随主的人所说的。
Not only to Christians, but to those who have heart to follow Christ.
我们知道，从约翰福音十三章到十六章，耶稣基督是对着这些将来要侍奉他的人耳提面命的一段叮咛的话。
Earlier in those scriptural verses in John, Christ was preaching to those who really want to hear and follow him.
好不好？我们再看约翰福音第十四章，我们一同翻到新约圣经约翰福音第十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
不久，耶稣要离开他们。
Christ was soon to be departed from them.
换句话说，不久这些门徒要承担起耶稣还没有完成的宣教的工作。
And soon the disciples feel that they have to carry on the works that Christ has started.
救恩的工作已经完成了，但是宣传救恩的工作还没有完成。
Salvation was already completed, but the works, the spreading of the gospel has to be carried on.
所以在约翰福音十四章十二节，当耶稣说你们要做更大的事情的时候。
So that when Christ mentioned in John 14:12 that you are going to do even greater things,
那个更大的事情不是指说这个事情的内涵说的，是指说这个事情的范围说的。
Christ was referring to the dimension of the work and not just only to the content.
他们跟随耶稣已经跟随了三年多的时间。
These disciples have followed Christ for 3 years.
马上呢，更大事情的挑战摆在他们的面前。
And the challenge is before them.
但是那个时候门徒的心情如何呢？
But what was the feeling state of the disciples at that time?
当时这些门徒的 morale, 当时他们的士气是非常的低沉。
At that time, the morale was low.
我们在第十四章第一节很清楚地看见主耶稣宣告一件事实。
And we saw that on the first verse of John 14, Christ mentioned a fact.
耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
Don't worry.
事实上他在这里说不是忧虑，不要忧愁， Don't be troubled， 你不要受许多事情的干扰。
Christ told the disciples don't be troubled.
我们看第一节，你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
他在这里不是用 worry 这个字，而是用 trouble 这个字。
Christ did not use the word worry, rather troubled.
刚才我们的姊妹在这里唱诗篇二十七篇。
A while ago, we heard the solo.
我刚才听他唱的时候，看到这里有一句话说 "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his tabernacle." 当我们在受困扰的时候，他要把我们藏在他的会幕的里面。这是旧约的精神，这是旧约的福音。
The message of the song was that in times of trouble.God will hide us in his tabernacle. This is the message of the Old Testament.
在旧约里面我们清楚地看见，当一个人有困扰的时候，神成为我们的依靠，神成为我们的遮盖。
In the Old Testament, we saw that when we are in trouble, God is our anchor.
但是当我们看到约翰福音十四章新约的信息的时候，
But what did the message in John in the New Testament say?
当他的门徒有 trouble 的时候，不是单单说主没有跟他说我要成为你的 tabernacle。
Christ did not say, "When you are in trouble, I will be your tabernacle."
你在 trouble 的里面，我不只是要解决你的 trouble， 而且我要让你这个有 trouble 的人成为神手中使用的器皿。
Not only that he is going to help you with your trouble, but he is going to convert you to be his vessel.
旧约的标准是压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
In the Old Testament, in Isaiah, we heard that the bruised reed he shall not break, and the smoldering wick he shall not snuff out.
在新约的标准， 是压伤的芦苇不只是不折断，而且用那个芦苇成为上帝建造的材料。
In the standard that is used in the New Testament is that the bruised reed is not only going to be healed, but it's going to be used for constructive purposes.
在新约的精神是压这个将残的灯火，它不但不吹灭，而且它把它点亮，成为世上的光。
The smoldering wick not only will not be snuffed out, but it shall be brightened.
但是当上帝要用这些士气很低落、自己形象很模糊的这些门徒之前
，Before God can use the disciples who are feeling so low and debased，
耶稣要在他们的身上做两件很重要的事情。
Jesus must do two things to transform their feelings。
当耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁的时候。
When Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled,"
证明门徒心里有 trouble.
It shows here that the disciples were troubled.
那门徒的 trouble 是什么
？What were the troubles?
我们就要从上下文来找为什么他们会 trouble.
Let us find what was troubling the disciples.
他们软弱的原因在哪里？
What were the sources of the weakness?
他们站不起来的原因在哪里？
What was it that's pulling them down?
外面看起来很温暖，里面却非常冷。那么这个原因在哪里？
Outwardly speaking, they look okay, but inwardly they were feeling so down. What were the reasons?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是今天这一个时代的人的写照吗？
Isn't this the scene that portrays the situations of men today?
今天我们看人的外表都是体面的，都是好看的。
We can see the nice outer appearance of people.
我们觉得不体面，觉得不好看，我们出门以前使它更体面一点，使它更好看一点。
Anything that's ugly, we hide it before we go out.
当我们外面使人觉得更体面的时候，相对之下，我们的里面就更相差很远。
And yet at the same time, when we try to put our best to the outer so for other people to see, our inner situations inside deteriorate.
这是今天许许多多人的痛苦。
And this is what causes a lot of trouble for a lot of people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不只是非基督徒的痛苦，也是许多基督徒的痛苦。
This is the kind of things that trouble not only Christians but non-Christians as well.
人看我们的印象和我们真实的光景相去甚远。
There's no match from what people perceived and our inner reality.
所以主耶稣基督要在这里来帮助这些门徒胜过这一种里面差距甚大的那种痛苦。
This is why Christ wants to correct the discrepancies between outer appearance and inner reality.
第一个，主耶稣在这里帮助这些门徒，让他们胜过角色的危机。
The first thing Christ has to do is to overcome the crisis of role crisis.
我为什么说这些门徒有角色的危机呢？
Why do I use that word?
如果我们看第十三章第十八节前面的标题，
If we look at chapter 13,
十八节前面的标题，
on verse 18,
他这个地方说耶稣预告自己将被出卖。
And before verse 18, there was a phrase that says, Jesus predicts his betrayal.
谁出卖他呢？
Who was going to betray Jesus?
耶稣十二个门徒里面的一个。
One of his 12 disciples.
不是平信徒要出卖耶稣。
It's not just any disciple.
是高信徒要出卖耶稣。
It is one of his elevated disciples.
不是耶稣外圈的跟随者要出卖耶稣。
Not people who are just following Jesus from afar.
是耶稣内圈的门徒要出卖他。
But one of the persons of his inner circle.
所以当耶稣预告这件事情的时候，
So when Jesus encountered this thing,
这十二个门徒人心惶惶，彼此对问，彼此对看。
All the disciples are looking at each other.
那么到了十三章三十一节的时候，
When you come to verse 31,
前面的标题说什么呢？耶稣预告彼得要不认他。
The phrase says, Jesus predicts Peter's denial.
前面说十二个里面的一个。
One of the twelve.
后面说, 就是彼得。
And later on they said it was Peter.
请问你, 我, 如果是彼得的话, 当时的心态是什么呢?
If you and me were Peter, tell me how would you feel?
我们知道彼得当时的心态。
We know how Peter felt.
38节, 在37节, 他说, 我愿意为你舍命。
Peter said, I will lay down my life for you.
其实在马太福音26章里面, 不只是彼得这样说, 圣经告诉我们说, 众门徒都是这样说。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says not only Peter said that, all the disciples said the same thing.
那么换句话说, 每一个门徒自己怎么样看看对方,看看彼此, 然后再照镜子看看自己, 他们不觉得自己要像耶稣所说的, 要出卖,要不认耶稣。
In other words, when the disciples look at one another, none of them would admit that one of them is going to betray Jesus.
但是主耶稣说的非常的斩钉截铁。
Yet Jesus was very certain when, in what he was saying.
不只是你们中间有人要出卖我, 彼得, 你在鸡叫三次以前, 你要否认我。
Yet Jesus was clearly warning Peter not only that he was going to betray him, and he was going to do so when the crow before the cock
crows
crows three times.
那么我们在这里就看见他们这些门徒已经跟随耶稣跟随了三年多的时间。
We saw these are disciples who followed Jesus for 3 years.
他们知道,
they knew
耶稣说话算话。
What Jesus said is absolutely going to happen.
他们知道耶稣口里怎么说, 事情就必怎么成就。
What he said, it will be done.
那么问题来了。
Here comes a problem.
自己不觉得自己那么差。
If I don't feel I am that bad,
主说我要出卖他。
And Jesus said, I am going to betray him.
他们就开始对自我的角色产生一个非常非常模糊的印象。
They begin to kind of feel unsettled, not knowing what their role is going to be.
上个礼拜因为大雪很多人没有来，我上个礼拜特别强调，我们要怎么样来肯定自我呢？我们要学习在主里面肯定自我。
Last week, because of the storm, a snowstorm, there were many of you who were not here. I mentioned how we can be certain on our role in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习怎么样？ 透过主耶稣来看人。
We have to learn how to perceive others through the eyes of Jesus.
这个功课我学了多年。
I learned this lesson for many years.
我学了多年，我承认我还没有学好这个功课。
I have to admit that after all these years, I'm still learning.
我们要学习透过耶稣看我们的同工。
We have to learn how to look at others through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过耶稣来看我们的配偶。
We have to look at our spouses through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过耶稣来看我们的父母，看我们的儿女。
In the same way, we have to look at our parents through the eyes of Christ.
在我母亲去世的前一个月。
A month before my mother passed away,
我妹妹在医院里面跟她谈话。
My sister talked to her.
那么就谈到我舅舅，就谈到我妈妈的弟弟。那么我妹妹，我母亲就说：“哎呀，这个舅舅真是得到一个好媳妇儿。”
They were discussing the brother of my mother's of my brothers and how.
我母亲说她的弟弟得到一个好媳妇。
My mother said that my brother has a good
her brother has a good daughter-in-law. 有一点混乱哈，但是我妹妹说不要那么混乱，其实你也有个好媳妇。
And so my sister said, don't be confused. You also have a very good sister-in-law.
我妹妹说,
My sister said,
说妈妈,
Mom,
你不要只看别人,
Don't look at others.
你也有一个好媳妇。
You too have a good sister-in-law, a daughter-in-law.
我现在懂了，我现在懂。吴俊杰弟兄没有儿子，所以他不懂什么叫媳妇，他只懂得有son-in-law，他不觉得有什么son-daughter-in-law。
Wait till I have another daughter.
后来我母亲在病床上就说了一句话。
At her dying bed, my mother said this statement.
她说我真不懂。
I don't understand.
为什么在他们结婚以前，我那样反对他们？
I don't understand why before they got married I was so opposed to the marriage.
在我跟师母做朋友的时候
，When I was dating my wife，
我母亲非常非常的反对这一个感情的发展。
My mother was very opposed to this budding relationship.
每一次我带师母回到家，我的母亲能够不见她就不见她，就跑到房间里面去。
She tried to avoid my wife as much as possible.
那个时候不是我的 wife。那么后来，如果没有办法要一起吃饭的时候
，And when we were to have dinner together，
我母亲就用她的脸色来给我的女朋友看。
My mother is going to show her displeasure through her facial expression.
所以，师母那个时候跟我做朋友，每一次到我家来，她都非常的紧张，非常的害怕。
You can understand how my girlfriend was very, how troubled she was.
1962年的年底，我父母亲在香港，我写了一封信给他们。1962.
In the end of 1962.
我写了一封信给在香港的父母亲。
I wrote a letter to my parents who were in Hong Kong.
我请示他们的意见，告诉他们我要跟师母订婚。
I tried to seek their consent that I was going to marry my girlfriend.
Engaged.
Engaged.
今天太急了。
在美国
还没有订婚，怎么可以结婚呢？后来他们写了一封信给我。
And so I received this letter in return.
当我打开那封信
，When I opened the letter，
我母亲不是我母亲写的，是我父亲写的。
It was written by my father.
但是我知道那封信的意思是我母亲的意思。
But I know the meaning of the letter was conveyed to my father through my mother.
信上告诉我说，你如果要这个女孩。你就不要我们，你如果要我们的话，你就要丢掉这个女孩。
不要你。
这封信是一个埃德美顿书。这封信呢，他说如果我要跟这个女的订婚，就离开他们，就跟他们没有关系；如果要他们的话，就要把这个女孩丢掉。
You have to choose either you want your girlfriend or you want us.
我那个时候是基督徒。
At that time, I was a Christian. Yeah.
我挣扎了一个晚上。
I struggled for one night.
我不知道怎么回这封信。
I don't know how to return this letter.
我一直挣扎到清晨四点。
I struggled through 4 o'clock in the morning.
我做了一个决定。
Finally, I make a decision.
我流着眼泪告诉我父母亲。
With tears, I told my parents.
为什么说流着眼泪呢？因为那封信上就有我的眼泪。
Why did I say with tears? Because the letter was stained with tears.
我告诉我父母说。
I told my parents.
圣经教导我要孝敬父母。
The Bible teach me to honor my parents.
如果你们给我这样绝的一封信，那我只好站出立场来，我要你们。我放弃我的感情对象。
If you really push me to the brink, I have no choice but to make the right decision.
你现在懂为什么我母亲在临终之前说那句话吗
？Now you can understand why my mother said her statement before she passed away.
当我写完这封信以后，我就决定积极的决定进行到美国来留学。
And after I wrote the letter, I was determined.To come to the United States for further education.
那个时候我申请 Chicago 的 Wheaton College.
At that time, I applied to Chicago's Wheaton College.
但是长话短说，那么神在我父母亲身上做了一件很奇妙的事。
To make a long story short, God made a miraculous transformation in my parents.
有一次他们两个人去做礼拜，在香港去听到。
Once they were going to hearing a sermon in a service.
那一天牧师在台上讲一篇信息，叫弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
And the message that day was how brothers and sisters should love one another.
那么我们知道，爱我们所爱的，爱可爱的容易。
It's easy to love those that we loved.
你知道今天在教会里面也有一些人，我们看起来不太顺眼的人。
In the church, for example, there are some people that don't really meet our, you know, that we don't like.
你要爱这样的人不是一件容易的事情。
Even to love those person is still easy.
所以那个牧师说，你要怎么爱那些你不能爱的人呢？
Now, how can you love those persons you don't like?
他说，你爱主，你就能够爱主所爱的。
If you love God.Then you love those that you don't like.
你不要努力的去爱他，你只要爱主，你就能够爱他所爱的，你就能够爱他。
Don't try too hard to love those person you don't love or you don't like, but your effort should be put in loving Christ.
回到家，我母亲就应用这一个教训。
When my parents went home, my mother used this sermon, this lesson.
她就问我爸爸。
She asked this question.
她问我父亲。
She asked my father.
她说我们爱我们的儿子吗？
Do we love our son?
Do we love our son?
Do we love our son?
下面就不要说了。若是我们真的爱我们的儿子，为什么我们不能爱他所爱的呢？
If we love our son, why couldn't we love the person that our son loves?
结果他们就许可我们在1963年2月8号订婚。
Because of their decision, we were engaged on February 8, 1963.
63. 63. 今天是2月7号。
Today is February 7.
所以你们知道为什么我会想到这一个见证，因为今天是二月七号。
Now you understand why I bring in this testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习透过主来看弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we have learned how to look at our brothers and sisters through the eyes of Jesus.
我们要学习透过主来看我们自己。
And we also have to learn to look at ourselves.Through the eyes of Jesus.
一个侍奉跟随主的人有两个软弱。
A person who is following Christ could encounter two weaknesses.
第一个就是看自己过于所当看的，那个叫做骄傲。
If you esteem yourself higher than necessary, that is pride.
第二个软弱就是你看自己低于所当看的，那叫自卑。
If you look at yourself lower than you should be, you're debasing yourself.
骄傲和自卑都是一个侍奉主要不得的态度。
Both pride and debasement are attitudes that are not necessary in trying to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有在主耶稣基督里面，才能够看自己看得合乎中道。
Only through the eyes of Christ can we have an accurate perception of ourselves.
这是上个礼拜我所说的角色的危机。
That was what I mentioned, what I preached last week, of a role crisis.
第二个危机，当时耶稣要在门徒身上扭转过来的是什么呢？
The second crisis Jesus wants to turn it around is
信仰的危机。
The crisis of belief.
不只是一个侍奉主的人要在主的里面定自我的位置。
Not only we have to understand our role when we are in the service of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再强调一次，今天侍奉主出问题不是别人的问题，常常是我们个人自己的问题。
I'd like to emphasize this again that the reasons we have a lot of troubles is not because of others other people's problem because of our own.
其实今天许许多多的人际关系出问题，也不是在对方，常常是因为我们自己。
We have interpersonal problems, and many times it stems from our own weaknesses.
但是我们在这里看见另外一个很重要的，耶稣基督所看重的，怎么样能够扭转他们信仰的危机。
Here we see Christ try to put forth another important point to turn around the crisis.
信仰的偏差必然会带出传道的偏差。
Any deviation in our beliefs is going to cause problems too.
当时的门徒不只是有本身对角色的模糊，也有对信仰的模糊。
The disciples who are during that time were confused about the role. They were also likewise confused about their beliefs.
我们看见在十四章第一节，耶稣说：“你心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
It says here, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
所以换句话说，耶稣当时提醒这些门徒：“你们单单信神是不够的。”
It is not enough.To trust only in God.
你们信神是不完全的。
It is incomplete.
甚至你们单单信神是不对的。
If you trust only in God, it's even inaccurate.
因为要接着相信耶稣，我们才能够跟上帝有一个正常的关系。
Because only through Christ can we have a normal relationship with God.
第一节称神为神，从第二节以后就从来不再提神这个字，用父来代替神这个字。
The first verse mentioned the word God. Later on, the subsequent verses did not mention any more God, but was the word God was substituted by Father.
第二节到第十四节，父这个字一共出现了十三次。
Between verses 2 and 14, the word Father was mentioned 13 times.
我是道路、真理、生命。若不接着我，没有人能到神那里去。不是的，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come unto the Father but through me.
为什么这里有神和父不同的这个讲究呢？
Why is there a contrasting use of words between Father and God?
我们注意到在四福音里面，每一次耶稣称呼神的时候是怎么称呼？主耶稣称呼神的时候都用父来称呼的。
When Christ was addressing God, he used the word Father.
四福音里面只有一次耶稣称神为神。
There's only one time that Christ, that Jesus addressed God and using the word God.
那么整个耶稣三十三年多的这个在地上的生涯里面，只有一次称神为神。
And in the span of 33 years when Christ was preaching, he only addressed God, used the word God to address God once.
那是在他被钉十字架的时候。
And he used that word at the time when he was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上讲七句话的最中间第四句话的时候。
When he was saying the last four statements of Christ on the cross, on the fourth statement he said,
他说以罗以以罗以拉玛撒巴各大尼。
He said, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani."
那么这句话什么意思呢？就是说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
耶稣在地上只有那么一次称神为神，是在十字架上。
He only mentioned the word God once, and it was at that time.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，我们都知道他是承担世人的罪在上面。
We know Christ bear the burdens of the world on his on the cross.
他站在世人的地位，向着神说：“我的神，我的神呐！”
From the standpoint of humanity, he looked to God and cried out, "My God, my God!"
弟兄姊妹，我们要从这些比较深奥的联想里面，我们要想到神。神和父的不同。
We have to through these mysterious messages, we have to understand what is the difference between God and Father.
当我们站在罪人的立场的时候，神是我们的神。
From the standpoint of a sinner, God is God.
只有当我们的罪被解决、被处理以后，这个神就成为我们亲爱的天父。
Only when our sins are forgiven, God becomes our heavenly Father.
浪子是一个很好的比喻。
The story of the prodigal son is a good example.
浪子在心里面说：“我得罪了天，也得罪了这位父亲。”他说：“从今以后，我不配做你的儿子，把我当一个雇工吧。”
When he came to himself, the prodigal son said, "I've sinned against heaven, against God, and treat me as a servant, not as a child, as a son."
那么在这里，我们就很清楚地看见神和人的关系，父和我们的关系里面是有讲究的。
So that there's a real distinct difference between God and man, and also father and son.
那么在这个地方，耶稣基督要用这些门徒做更大的事情。
When Christ wants to have his disciples do greater things,
他要这些门徒看见，他们跟神的关系不是神和他们的关系，是父和他们的关系，是让他们看见是。 跟神的关系不是神是父。
Christ wants the disciples to understand that the relationship he wants them to have is not that between God and man, but rather between father and son.
这里面有一个很重要的一个真理。
And here is the truth.
若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Nobody can come unto the Father except through me.
那么换句话说，我们要把神成为我们的父，只有借着耶稣基督。
In other words, the road to the Father is through Jesus Christ.
换句话说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们如果不成为一个干净的人，主不能用我们。
In other words, brothers and sisters, unless we are cleansed, God cannot use us.
如果我们不处理我们的罪，我们不能在神的手中被他使用。
Unless we deal with our sins, we cannot come close to God.
只有成为圣洁，才能够合乎主用。
Only when we can become holy can we be used by God.
在一个儿童主日学的班上，有一个老师问学生们。
In a Sunday school class, a teacher asked a student.
一个人的罪要得着赦免，要先做什么？
In order to be saved, what do you have to sins to be cleansed? What do you have to do first?
有一个孩子很快地站起来说：“要先犯罪。”
One child said, "Well, you got to commit the sin first."
你要先犯罪才有罪可以认，对不对？ 但是那个老师说的不是要他犯罪，老师的意思呢是说你要先认罪。
What the teacher meant was that you really have to acknowledge your sins.
我觉得这一节圣经我们要特别注意看，请各位看约翰一书一章九节。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
这是一节我们很熟悉的经文，但是我希望今天我们稍微花一点点时间来看一下。
We are very familiar with this verse, but let's spend some time on it together.
在这里说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
在这里给我们很清楚地看见，我们要被主使用，我们要成为没有罪的器皿。
If we here, we can see if we want to be used by God, we have to become a sinless vessel.
我们认罪，神凭什么赦免我们的罪呢？
If we confess our sins, by what method or standards God can forgive our sins?
那么在第九节说，神是信实的，是公义的。
Here it says, God is faithful and just.
这个跟我们的逻辑不太一样，对不对？
Now, this kind of logic may be different from ours.
我们的逻辑是，我们若认自己的罪，神是慈爱的，神是怜悯的，这样他要赦免我们的罪。In
our own logic, we will think that if we confess our sins, God is merciful.
God is love.
God is love.
但是约翰一书告诉我们说，神是信实的，是公义的，是什么意思呢？
Here it says, God is faithful and just. Now, what does that mean?
约翰一书的作者提醒我们，我们只有经过十字架耶稣基督流血的
救恩，我们人不可能被赦罪。
The author of 1 John reminds us that only through the cleansing power of the blood at the cross that our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣基督在这两方面提醒这些门徒。
So that Christ reminded his disciples in these two aspects.
你要认清你自己的身份。
Understand your role.
你要认清你自己的信仰。
And be certain in your belief.
在认清你信仰的时候，提醒他们要做一个圣洁的人。
And also to become a holy person.
除他以外，别无拯救，是这一个社会所需要的福音。
Apart from him, there is no salvation. This is a message the world needs today.
但是弟兄姊妹，也是教会所需要的提醒。
This verse can also very aptly apply to our needs too.
上个礼拜我已经说了。
Last week I mentioned.
今天有许许多多的人家庭有问题。
That there are many families that are in trouble.
今天地上的教会也有许多的危机。
There are many crises in churches today.
让我们在主的面前认识，在家里面，除他以外别无拯救。
Let us understand that apart from Christ, apart from Him, there's no salvation in our homes.
在教会也是一样，除他以外。别无拯救。
Likewise, in our church, apart from him, there is also no salvation.
我个人有一个负担，盼望今年1993年，我们能够让教会里面每一个家庭经历这一句话：除他以外，别无拯救。
My personal hope is that each of our families can experience the true meaning of this motto in our family this year.
弟兄姊妹，我十分的相信提摩太前书3:5的话，一个人若不知道怎么管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
I firmly believe and agree with what was mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 that if we cannot learn how to take care of our families, how can we take care of the church?
所以在教会里面，我要求教会的执事同工们。
So that in the church, I would expect that our co-workers and deacons.
我盼望我们今年能够好好的注意家庭的关系和见证。
That we pay attention to the witness and concerns of our families.
今年7月、8月2个月份，中英文的。崇拜要联合，我们盼望把家庭作为那两个月的主题。我们请不同的讲员来讲这个专题。
In July and August of this year, in the combined, we plan to have combined worships between the English and Chinese congregation, and our theme will be family.
弟兄姊妹，因为我看见这个教会的需要，应该从自己的家庭做起。
Because I see the needs.Of our church really have to start from addressing the needs in the families.
所以我跟教会执事们提出这样的挑战：礼拜一晚上我们尽量不安排教会的活动。
So I pose this challenge to our board of deacons that in Monday evening let us not have any kind of activities.
希望在礼拜一晚上能够好好在家里面特别陪伴我们的孩子。
Monday evening, let us spend time with our children.
听说好几年前在台湾有一个运动叫“爸爸回家吃晚饭”。
I heard that a few years back in Taiwan, there is a movement called "Father, Daddy, come home and have supper."
我觉得很有意思。
I thought this is really amusing.
今天在台湾，许多的爸爸应酬到一个地步，很少让儿女在家里看到他们。
In Taiwan today, because of their activities, a lot of fathers don't even have time to see their children.
除了礼拜一以外，我盼望还有一个晚上，能够让家里面能够跟你的妻子、跟你的丈夫有一个晚上约会的时间。
Apart from spending some time on Monday evening with the children, I also wish that you will set aside one evening a week so that husband and wife can get together.
弟兄姊妹，我们若不能在我们自己生活的内圈来经历除他以外别无拯救，我们怎么去传福音呢？
If in the inner circle, inner sanctum of our family life, we cannot experience what the scripture says, apart from him there is no salvation, how can we preach this to other people?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们在今年一年的时间里面不把这八个字只当成口号而已。
So that we don't just consider the eight words before us as a motto, but we really can transform it into our own lives.
我们十分的相信，每一次我们回到主面前，我们就能够再一次经历他在我们身上奇妙的工作。
And I firmly believe that only when we come before Christ that we can experience the mysterious transformation he has in store for us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我求你向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, speak to each one of us.
帮助我们顺服你对我们的要求。
Help us to submit to your expectation.
让我们真是经历你那唯一的拯救，在我们，在我们家，在我们教会的身上。
Help us experience the salvation in our families and in our church.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, O Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.